Live from the Black Bear Cafe, it's the Ricky Brindley Show with Pisgah head coach Ricky Brindley and your host, Caleb and Joshua Simmons. Brought to you this morning by Pisgah Tire, Robin G. Black CPA, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Hometown Hardware Ace, Pisgah Barbershop, and Canton Insurance Services.
One. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show, live here from the Black Bear Cafe. I'm Joshua Simmons, this morning with Coach Brindley, and Pisgah gets the big victory tonight, last night over North Henderson, 28-6. And, Coach, just some opening thoughts on the game last night.
Thought everything was really a grind, and I think anybody who watched the game would certainly recognize that. Nothing came easy, and a lot of credit to North Henderson for that. We were efficient on offense, and we bowed our neck when we had to on defense down in the red zone, and got some crucial stops, we felt like. But very difficult, hard-fought game, and very proud of our kids, particularly our seniors, because it's a special group, and they've bought in from day one. They've been all in on kind of doing the things that we've asked them to do. And I've been very very pleased, very proud of them, and happy to see them go out on senior night winners.
Coach, North got the ball first to start the game and really held the ball for quite a while on their first opening drive. Did some different things maybe we hadn't seen, was able to move the ball down, get all the way down to the four-yard line, and then we had what we thought was the biggest play of the night for us as we forced their quarterback into a scramble situation and ended up getting an intentional grounding call. We thought he might have been down on the play before he threw it, but we got an intentional grounding call on it. That was what you were just talking about there. How big a play was that early to set the tone for the rest of the game?
It was huge because they had, they had shown up and they were doing some things they had not done all year. They had a tight end in every single formation that they had used on every snap the entire year. We had seen every film, and for them to be able to come out, take the tight end out of the game, really put us in some 10 and 11 personnel situations using the H back. Made things a little different, a little difficult, things that we had not seen. So I thought our defense really bowed their neck down there, and Jackson Batista was able to get his hands on the quarterback there and forced the kid to make a mistake that should have never happened, something you never want to see a quarterback do if you're coaching him. And he threw it directly out of bounds, and it caused the penalty flag to hit the ground and really set our defense up there to be successful and get the offense the ball back.
Yeah, unfortunately, Jackson doesn't get a sack for that in the stat column, but it really looks like one, and it plays like that one out in the game with the big loss and the loss of down there. So, Coach, they were able to not score there. We take over on the 16, I think it was, on our own 16, and we go 84 yards there on our first drive. Nice sustained drive, which seemed to be a theme for us all night, just being able to hold the ball.
It was. We were able to move the sticks when we needed to, convert multiple third and fourth down conversions, which I thought were, really was a testament to our offense and really their ability to keep their composure and to execute in crunch time. Had a great third down, a third and long completion of Kenyon Moore on that first drive, running the deep comeback on our sideline. I think he ended up going for 16 or 17 yards on that one on a third and 13, which was a huge play for us. And then just to be able to continue to sustain things, had to put the ball in the air a little more than we're accustomed to doing. Credit to North Henderson. Their defensive line was as good as anything we had seen. 51 and 56 were grown men out there, and they created some havoc. They made some plays that were put us in a tough spot. So we had to put it up in the air, and I'm not sure how many snaps we took there on the opening drive, but it was definitely a sustained drive.
Coach, you talked about being good on third down. We were good on third and fourth down last night. Very high efficiency there. I think that we've talked about this throughout the season. The cool and calmness of your quarterback in those positions, the third and the fourth down plays, when you got to have yardage, just the maturity of him really stands out to me in those third and fourth downs.
It does, and it just shows that he is a very confident kid. He's confident in himself on the field. He's confident in his teammates, but he's confident in our scheme as well. I mean, he understands where exactly he's supposed to look based on the front or the coverage that we're getting, and then he goes out and he executes. And that's the thing that is so impressive about him, is you don't have these quarterbacks every year. You just don't. And to have a kid like that is really special, and it makes things much easier on our team.
Coach, we get it down in the red area there. Got a first or second goal. I can't remember the exact down. And we went to a new kind of a new set maybe we hadn't seen. But I think, was that a matchup you liked there to get Hunter Nelson that touchdown catch or something we had seen on the play action?
I think just, you know, from my days as a defense coordinator, I know how difficult it is in the low red area for DBs, particularly when they are locked on a tight end. Sometimes they lose that guy, you know, and it's just a sheer eye discipline thing. You know, sometimes those corners lose their responsibility, and we went under center and really play action fake as if we were running inside zone, something downhill, and then came off of it, and it's a naked boot, and Hunter did a good job really selling that that run, and then leaked out the back door.
Another thing Aaron does well is throw well, moving to his right side. He throws that way, and he made a really nice pass and a great catch there as well. We got the ball only twice in the first half, Coach, and again, this time we scored all the way down on another big drive, and we got someone else in the end zone that hadn't been in the end zone there. Talk about that play.
Yeah, so that's just a boot, you know, and based on how good they were up front, you know, you're in the low red, you're in the inside the 10-yard line, sometimes it's hard just to line up and hammer people, and we weren't able to do that. We didn't feel confident in our ability just to line up and get that extra 2 to 3 yards that we need, so we had to get a little creative, and I think low red is something we practice weekly. We have low red team periods. We have low red perimeter periods where we're working specific plays that we use down there. And, you know, I think that was another one. It was a boot. We were able to get Aaron on the perimeter. We were able to seal it with Levi early and leak Carter out of the backfield to the front pylon.
And what a catch, man. From our viewpoint, we couldn't tell how good the catch was. We just kept waiting on the official signal. But with one arm, felt like he made a heck of a catch.
He caught it with one arm, and Aaron put it right in his breadbasket. And, you know, that's typical Carter Browning. Just, you know, his kid's got one arm out there, and the other one, he looks like the Michelin Man wrapped up and bubble wrapped, and, you know, he's just a football player.
He is a football player. Coach, that was the kind of the end of the second half there, and it just flew by. Like you said, the first half of the game just really took off. Did it feel that fast on the field?
It did. Just, you know, and when you're calling plays, the more you have the ball, you know, the happier you are. And for us to only have two possessions really was, you know, just nothing was easy. And you know, it's credit to North Henderson.
We'll be back to talk more with Coach Brindley about the second half. You are listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton. A local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
In 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show here live from the Black Bear Cafe on a nice, cool, crisp Saturday morning here in Western North Carolina. And, Coach, in the second half, it looked like after we took the ball down, we got the ball and we took was able to get Landon Pope a little bit established on that drive, but also mix up some play calling, able to cap off a TD again on that drive.
We were, and you know, that was kind of one of the things we had talked about at halftime, is we had to be able to get Landon the ball. We had to be able to really put ourselves in a position to be successful when he had the ball, and I think that was our biggest concern, is, you know, we had not done a good enough job executing what we needed to do for him to be successful. But I really felt like that drive, we were able to put in his stomach quite a bit, and he made some good runs. We were able to mix it up. We had a little bit of wide zone. We had a little bit of inside zone. We ran the counter. So he was able to do some things there that helped our offense.
And then we take a 21-0 lead, kick to North, and we get our first three and out of the night. And from our viewpoint, definitely made some type of adjustment there defensively at halftime, Coach, because we really started hitting the quarterback pretty well.
So how you play the power read is so difficult. And, it's not necessarily a complicated play, but it is a play that if you're not essentially option responsible, so to speak, then you can put yourself in a bind. And because what it ends up becoming is really it's old school double option football. And Carter really, we had not seen that, and for us to be able to talk with him a little bit, talk with our ends a little bit about how we had to be able to play that, that allowed us to be much more successful getting off the field and getting the football back to our offense. And really proud of how our defense was able to just to continue to grind and get stops when we needed them.
Yeah, once again, I thought we tackled pretty well. Didn't see a lot of missed tackles last night. I know that's something this team has done well all year, and Carter usually leads that charge, but we also had some other guys just got in there making plays last night.
We did. Felt like Jackson Batista played well. What they did, just like West Henderson, when you were getting outside zone stuff, if you don't come basically be the hammer and not the nail on the outside zone, then you give their offense an opportunity to set the edge and to give the back really a two-way go to be able to put his foot in the ground, get North and South. And I thought Jackson did that well at times. Thought our corners did that well at times. Mason Putnam had a big stop on fourth down that got our offense the football back, just when they ran in reverse. So I thought there were some really good things our defense did, and certainly our defensive line, consistency is the word. That's the key with them, just to make sure that we're consistent. They're not going to make a lot of tackles. That's just kind of the nature of the beast. But they had to be able to execute and take care of their responsibility.
Nice to get Jordan Capps back on the D-line last night. That helps our defensive line. Nice to see them do that as well. Good to see him just back in uniform. Coach, you keep mentioning it, third and fourth down, not only on the offensive side of the ball, but also on the defensive side of the ball. What do you guys do during just a prep week or in general to focus? It seems like we're just so good on those downs, both sides of the football.
Well, I think it's about, how do you prepare your kids and put them in successful situations. And our defense has certainly did a good job, of doing that all year when they prep practice. We work third and medium. We work third and short stuff. We work third and long stuff, because those are really the most underrated and keys to the game as far as being able to really flip the momentum of the game or to change possession of the game to make sure the football gets back in your offense's hands. And then just likewise on the other side of the football is if you can execute and if you have certain things that you know are your go-to, they're staples, and you know exactly what you're looking to do on third down or fourth down, you really put a defense in a bind. And we don't want to just line up on third and three and run the counter. We don't want to just line up and run the inside zone. We want to be able to do things that really maybe the defense hasn't seen.
And you mentioned that, and so that was where I was going. My next question: saw a couple new formations last night, a couple different motions, something we haven't seen all year. At this point in the season, do most people kind of know where they're at and this is what they're going to do? We're still able to put a couple wrinkles in there, probably something that I think your staff is able to do, especially with a long prep week next week. Yeah. How big of an advantage is that for your kids moving into those last couple of games?
The first several months, you're doing a lot of install, and it's basic stuff. It's, alignments, it's signals and things like that. But once that stuff becomes second nature to these kids, which I think it has at this point, now you can begin to add those wrinkles. Us being able to go empty last night, bring Mason Putnam back into the backfield, scamper him out, and then run mesh. It's just a variation. It's a different way to run mesh. And, it was huge for us on fourth down being able to complete that ball to Matt. So I think our kids are becoming more confident in what they see from a signaling perspective and then how it affects them.
Yeah, and you ran some motions we hadn't seen, like just the – what does that do to defenses? I heard a college coach earlier just talk about sometimes pre-snap they do more than they do post-snap.
Absolutely.
This morning on a college game day, I was just watching that.
Yeah.
That for high school kids, you're able to do so much pre-snap movement on offense. Was it gives you an advantage against their defense.
It does, and I think it boils down to it's eye candy. It's trying to essentially manipulate a defender's eyes into looking at something he's not supposed to or he's not been coached to look at. A lot of times you're looking to use that motion to get people outflanked. You're looking to use, you know, those pre-snap formational adjustments to get people outflanked, you know, to be able to give your team an advantage to set the edge. And, you know, our kids are certainly beginning to execute those motions the way we need to. Quarterback really plays a huge part in that, just being able to time it the way he's supposed to, and you know, very, very proud of him and pleased with his ability to understand those concepts.
Yeah, when you're motioning someone like a Jake Lowry or Mace, they have to respect that because mm-hmm. it's not just somebody that we can't get the ball to, those big playmakers like that. Coach, anybody else that just really stood out to you last night from a standpoint of last night's game?
You know, I thought our offensive line really did good. I mean, you're playing against, to me, a really solid defensive line. You're playing against a group that has been successful against most everybody they've played. They played West Henderson to a 20-13 game, and West Henderson, their head football coach, was very adamant to me that they could not block 51. And, you know, they had to do a lot of things from an adjustment standpoint to be able to block that kid. So I was very proud of our offensive line. We continued to grind. We continued to, you know, to do what we do. And you know, we popped some. Aaron popped a few for 19-11. I know Landon did there in the second half. And, you know, to be able to handle their defensive line the way we did and be efficient and put the ball in the end zone really is a testament to them and Coach Rogers and what he's done with them.
We'll be back to discuss our upcoming schedule, different kind of variations over the next week, and some things that happened around the conference last night. You're listening to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio.
Thinking about giving your walls a fresh new look? Then let's talk about paint. For your next project, rely on Benjamin Moore paint, featuring hot color trends, excellent coverage, great durability, and precise color matching. Do it right the first time. Hometown Hardware Ace in Canton is your Benjamin Moore dealer. Get the best advice and the best paint. Hometown Hardware Ace, the helpful place. Fall is the time to get your home ready for Old Man Winter. Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning has been warming Western North Carolina homes for over 30 years. Call Mike's today to schedule your heating system checkup. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit Mike's online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343. Let Mike's Heating and Air Conditioning keep your home comfy and warm all winter long.
Are you looking for a reliable, professional, and affordable electrician for your home or business? You can rely on Hinson Electric. Hinson Electric does it all, from residential to commercial to industrial. You can count on Cody Hinson, a Pisgah graduate with 18 years' experience. Hinson Electric will show up and get the job done right. Call 734-4598 for your next project. They offer emergency service 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Hinson Electric proudly backs the Bears.
Welcome back to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show. And, Coach, I wanted to just give you and your coaching staff big props for how we ended that game last night, getting number one, Sawyer Blue on the field. We definitely took note from our vantage point. I think our fans definitely noticed it. I know your team noticed what you did there.
Yeah, you know, it's. I'll try not to be emotional talking about that kid, but he is, you know, he is the epitome of, I think, what it means to be a true teammate. He really is. And, you know, how he carries himself on a daily basis, who he is from a character standpoint, you can't speak highly enough of that young man. And I told his daddy last night, I said, you know, he may be 18 years old, but he's a man. And I think just it's a testament to them and, you know, who they are as a family. And that kid is, he's very special. And to be able to put his pads on, to be able to go out there when we went in victory formation, I thought was really big, because I think everybody knows, everybody in at least this town and probably our conference knows who he is as a player, you know, and he's going to get an opportunity to play this game again at the next level collegiately. So he's not done from a football standpoint, you know, but to miss his senior year and then remain so committed to his team, to never miss a practice, to be there, you know, just to basically be an encouragement to his teammates, that says a lot about who he is.
Yeah, he joined us last week in our player spotlight interview, him and Aaron Clark, and to hear him talk, you would think he watches as much film as anybody else. He knew everything that West, he knew everything that other team was going to do, and he was well prepared as if he was going to play. So just thought that was an awesome moment to go out last night on senior night. Also, just speak to senior night and how cool it was for those guys, that time, that ceremony, all that our athletic administration and admin did last night to make that special for them.
Yeah, it was very special. You know, you're talking about kids that have really sacrificed. They've sacrificed their time. You know, they've sacrificed their bodies to be able to play this game. And, you know, you get in those moments and you just become very grateful as a coach for who they are as people and for, you know, for their ability to put others over self. And, you know, to watch those kids be escorted by their families, you know, down the field, knowing that this would essentially, you know, probably be their last home game. You know, that really is just an emotional moment and something they'll remember forever. And for to be able to go out with a victory was a great thing.
Yeah, you could tell their excitement and how into they were last night that event. Coach, so we turn around this week and we have a very short turnaround. We're going to go to East Henderson in just a couple days on Tuesday afternoon. What does that look like for just one day of prep?
So we actually started sprinkling some things in last week just in preparation for East Henderson. We were able to sprinkle some things in, at least from our defense's perspective, formations, things like that, you know, so that our kids didn't know we were preparing for East Henderson, but we were preparing for East Henderson so that when we get to Monday and we go out there for practice, we've got the ability to basically say this is what we saw last week. You might not have saw it against North Henderson, but we did prepare for it and, you know, talk a little bit about responsibilities and keys and make sure we take care of their bodies and we're not too physical, that type of stuff, so that when we get to Tuesday night, we're prepared and we're ready to go. Talk to them about taking care of their bodies this weekend, hydrating, eating well, sleeping well, all of those type things.
So, Coach, it's going to be a 5 p.m. kick. Just explain to folks real quick the reasoning for that. I think there's a rule from the North Carolina High School Athletic Association you tried to explain to me. I didn't understand all of it, but there's been some different times across the conference.
There has, and really, you know, I'm not to get into my opinion on the matter, but basically the state says there needs to be 72 hours between the finish of one game and the start of the next. So if you finish a game at 8 p.m. on a Tuesday, there needed to be 72 hours before the start on that coming Friday. So that kind of led to the necessity to adjust some times, some start times, the kickoff times. And, you know, we'll really, it's okay because you know, it puts your kids in situations where they have to be able to adapt and you know, kind of overcome the unusual situation.
Wanted to give you a minute to brag on your JVs, a big win for them on Thursday night, and we've seen continual improvement of that program.
We have we've won three in a row. We're sitting at 3-0 in the conference. You know, and I think they are the epitome of consistency because those kids have just continued to come to work every day. They've continued to get better, and we don't do a whole lot different on a day-to-day basis in terms of the practice scheduling, but I think it's just about our ability to learn to get better at the details, you know, to be disciplined in the details, and those kids have gotten much better. I thought we were becoming more and more and more physical every week, and it's certainly paying dividends.
And, Coach, this Thursday we'll have the battle of your future Bears with Bethel and Canton Middle going at it down there at Bethel Middle School. Kind of a cool event for those kids.
Really excited to see that. You know, something I played in as a young man, so there's a lot of animosity probably right now between those two teams and those kids. But, you know, it's really cool to see how when they come together as Pisgah Bears, all of that goes away. And,
yeah,
you know, they end up loving each other and being great friends. So I'm excited to be able to watch Coach Allen, you know, and his team at Bethel and watch Camp Middle as they travel up there. And you know, their coaching staff does a great job, same as Bethel, and really excited about the future.
We'll be back with our final segment with Coach Brindley here on WPTO Radio.
Thank you. For your hometown tax services, you can rely on Robin G. Black CPA, located at 165 Park Street, right beside the Canton Post Office, specializing in individual and corporate taxes, along with bookkeeping services, audit and nonprofit, and local government. So free yourself from tax and bookkeeping worries today. See Robin G. Black, 165 Park Street, or online at rblack4cpa@gmail.com or phone 492-0599.
Everybody around town knows Poppy from Piscataire, and now Poppy is back. All Poppy's old customers are invited back to Piscataire for the same trusted car care and repair they've always relied on. And all you other folks can take a lead from the regulars. Pull into Piscataire on New Clyde Highway in Canton for the best vehicle service and tire prices in town. You know it's so, because Poppy's back.
Back here at the Black Bear Cafe with head coach of the Pisgah Black Bears, Ricky Brindley. And coach, just had our second game last night up at Bethel, and a cool atmosphere with some things that were special. Not only was it senior night, homecoming, but we had the 101st Airborne there. They had a cool scene as they helped you make the tunnel. It's a cool event for high school football.
It was really a cool event. Those guys, we were very gracious to them, not only for being there last night, but for what they're doing around the area. I know they're building bridges. They're really, working extremely hard in Western North Carolina to help people rebuild and kind of get things back to normal. So I thought it was probably cool for them to be able to get out and see a high school football game. I'm sure a lot of those guys played back in the day. And, just to be back in that environment was really a neat thing.
So, Coach, at this point in the season, what are some things you still hope to see your team improve on as we kind of enter into these last three conference games?
I think, again, for us, it's about consistency, just continuing to get better at what we do. You think about the things that maybe we struggled with through the summer or early in the season. Those are things that we want to make sure at this point in the season that we are, it's second nature to us. We're able to just line up and do it, and we could do it in our sleep. And I think our kids are getting to that point. There's still some things that we struggle with. We're still things that we have to coach very, very, very hard. But our kids are starting to grasp those concepts and those details.
Let's look at the outlook of the conference, coach, and playoff implications. I know sometimes that's not always as easy. Sometimes you have to be a mathematician to understand all that. But when you look at our conference right now, you're looking at two teams that are going to play on this coming Friday night, both undefeated in the conference, and then we sit right there just one game behind. So as you start to think about that, probably next weekend, start to kind of look at scenarios?
You do, and I think you kind of start to see things, really hashing themselves out as far as the top really 1, 2, 3 spots in the conference. And knowing that West and Franklin are getting ready to play, knowing that we have Franklin coming up, then you kind of get an idea of where things are going to finish and how that will affect RPI and how that will affect playoffs and things like that. And two good football teams. We certainly feel like we're right there in the mix with both of those, with West and with Franklin. And Can't wait to see how it all plays out.
Yes, sir. It's going to be an exciting finish to the season. Folks, remember that this Tuesday we will travel to East Henderson. That will be a 5 o'clock kickoff. So those of you who are traveling maybe from work at 5 on those days, feel free. Be glad for you to turn us on. Caleb and I will have the call. Pre-game show beginning countdown to kickoff show brought to you again by the Black Bear Cafe. We'll start at 4 o'clock, and our kick time will be 5 from the campus of East Henderson. Remember, you can always go back and listen to past coaches' shows with Coach Ricky Brindley, as well as all of our broadcasts this season on WPTLradio.net. We hope you have a wonderful weekend, folks, and Pisgah picks up the big win, 28-6 over North Henderson, and we continue on our winning ways, hopefully Tuesday night, as we travel over to East. It's been a pleasure to bring you the Coach Ricky Brindley Show this morning. You've been listening to the show on WPTL Radio. Have a great weekend.